You can see everything in the soil of Vrindavan.
It's very special. You see all the glittering and it's amazing. As we heard, when Akrura
goes to Vrindavan, when he first comes, he gets down from his chariot, as we all say, and he gets down on the soil of Vrindavan and he's giving his dandavat like that. He's so happy to be there. And here, this place, where what we know from Srila Guru Maharaj. And that's why it is significant to us, is because it was significant to Srila Guru Maharaj. So when Srila Saraswati Thakur, and think, his lotus feet walked on this soil. Srila Bhakti said unto Saraswati Thakur, and all the great Gaudiya Math Acharyas. And when they're traveling around Vrindavan on the Brajamandal Parikrama, many things are being revealed, actually, other than what you would expect. You expect to hear something about all the different pastimes and that, but the unique position of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is also coming out during these travels. So we're told, and we'll mention, at the very end of the whole Brajamandal Parikrama, you know, Srila Saraswati Thakur, he took his palm and went, "Oh, I am so unfortunate." And they think, "What? We just circumambulated the whole of Vrindavan." He goes, "I am so unfortunate. In the land of Krishna, I couldn't find a single Vaishnav." And the devotees were shocked. It wasn't like this was an easily acceptable, easily digestible statement. It was a shock to their system. He said, "I can't find a single Vaishnava. Oh, how unfortunate I am." And so they're thinking, like, they thought, "Let us name the number one Vaishnava, revered by everyone." And they mentioned someone. "What about Ramdas Babaji Maharaj?" And Saraswati Thakur said, "Him? He is a infant class Vaishnava." He said, "Of the lowest order." And everyone thought, he's Siddha Mahatma, Siddha Purush. Saraswati Thakur was saying, "He's a beginner." And not only that, he's going in the wrong direction. And they're shocked even further. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, "How is it that who's revered by everyone as a Siddha Mahatma, a Siddha Purush, Saraswati Thakur is dismissing him, Kanishta Adhikari, infant class Vaishnava, lower order?" So Guru Maharaj went to observe him on the Sringa Chaturdashi, and he saw, and think of this, when foam is coming from his mouth, tears trembling in the body. If you mention the name Krishna, he goes into a trance. There's one man sitting on one side, one man sitting on the other, one man wiping away the foam, wiping. It's all like some sort of a show. And Guru Maharaj is watching. He said, "I'm watching this, and in my mind's eye, I'm looking to my Guru Maharaj. Then I'm watching him, and I'm looking to my Guru Maharaj." And I'm saying, "Infant class Vaishnava, lowest order." And then he said, "Then why everyone is revering?" Then while he's there, they bring some news and they mention another Babaji. And they say, "So-and-so Babaji Maharaj has just celebrated his 50th year in Vrindavan." And then you'd think you'd give some praise or something. He said, "Yes, but he was married. I've been here and always a brahmachari." So Guru Maharaj said, the first thing he saw, Rupa Goswami says, Bhava Bhakti, one of the symptoms, man shunyata, the absence of any man, any type of assertive ego like that. No, he was a grihastha, I'm a brahmachari. And Guru Maharaj said also, when Mahaprabhu, we know in Chaitanya Bhagavad particularly, when Mahaprabhu enters some trance, it takes him 9 hours to transition out of that. He goes so deeply into the trance, a lifeless-like condition, 9 hours to gradually come from deep internal consciousness to half external to external consciousness, showing the depths of his ecstatic state. Said, where's this man? 1 minute he's foaming at the mouth and crying and showing trembling. Next minute, like, you know, what's for lunch? So Guru said, you can't have this sort of transition. And he also gave a bogus mantra, which I won't repeat. But everyone, they're singing this and they say, in his deep trance, he discovered this mantra. But Guru Maharaj said, it's full of upasiddhanta. So where was he in that deep trance, you know, to extract something upasiddhantic from that plane that dismisses, you know, Rupa Goswami, the others, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati Thakur, with this upasiddhantic, misconception. So Guru Maharaj came to this conclusion. He said, this gentleman, by his practices, he's trying to elevate himself from the lower position to go higher toward that plane. We can say Goloka Vrindavan, like that. He said, where our Guru Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they descended from that plane into this world. They are not practitioners. They're not practicing Krishna. They've descended from that world here to distribute something. That's the difference. He's trying by his practices to go in that way. They've descended from there to distribute something. So that is the vision of Srila Guru Maharaj. So when Srila Saraswati Thakur said, I'm so unfortunate, I couldn't find a single Vaishnava, he means of a particular quality. If you've descended from Goloka Vrindavan, you have a very high estimation of what is meant by a devotee of Krishna. And he's saying, and in this world, I'm not finding that quality here. That's what he meant to say. And so as they traveled on the Brajamandal Parikrama, Guru Maharaj said also, Srila Saraswati Thakur, he's engaged in something which you call Ruchi Pariksha. He's examining his disciples to see what their tendencies are. He told Jnana Karmadyanavritam, Anukulyana Krishnanushilanam, Bhakti Rutama, Anyabhilashitashunyam. Gradually, as the layers of karma and jnana dissolve by pure spiritual practice under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnav, the swaroop can be glimpsed by one with the eye to glimpse that. So Saraswati Thakur, Ruchi Pariksha, means the taste. He's saying, what are the inclinations of the different disciples? We visit different places, and someone said, it can also just be sentiment, or it could be something substantial, that they feel a connection with any particular place. And that's why we chose to come to these two places this afternoon, Kadam Kandi and Lalita Bar, but now we're in Kadam Kandi. So the Srila Guru Maharaj, he felt some special affinity for this place because it's the place of Srila Rupa Goswami. And we know what are the activities of Sri Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Lalita Madhava, Vidagdha Madhava, Ujjala Nilamani, all these Upadeshamritam. And so we can think, Rupa Goswami staying in different places, writing, revealing what's in his heart's core, and for the benefit of everyone. And so going on with his divine pastimes in different places. But Guru Maharaj felt a special connection here. And that's just, he's feeling that, but Saraswati Thakur is observing. Then a couple years go by, and again the Brajamandal Parikrama comes. And when they come here, there's a reference to Kadam Kandi. Saraswati Thakur Trinan says to Guru Maharaj, your place, you know, we're going to your place. And Guru Maharaj was very happy to hear that. He called it your place. And so Srila Guru Maharaj himself, why this is important for the members of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, is he came here. This actually was begun by Guru Maharaj, Kadam Kandi, many, many years ago. And this is where we know in the aftermath of Gaudiya Matha, Guru Maharaj looking for before Chaitanya Saraswat Math begins. First choice, Uddhav Kyari. And what is the significance of that? Where Uddhava, we were talking earlier, when he delivered that message, and Brahma Gita, Radharani's mad talks with the bumblebee, that place, Gurumar's, as we told, the other god brothers said, explaining these 10 or so slokas is Gurumar's specialty, something very high, very deep, beyond our reach and eligibility, but nonetheless his specialty. And I should say, once I asked Guru Maharaj, of all, after we made so many books and everything, I said, you said once you would speak about this, and we knew the final days were coming, and so I tried by allusion to get Guru Maharaj to speak about it by saying, making certain references that might make him get his mind going in a certain direction, and then I popped the question, would you say something about that? And I thought, and if you don't want to, it's okay also. I'm not pushing this, but just bringing it up. And then Guru Maharaj started speaking, and I can't speak what he said. It was just beyond what the mind can comprehend. Almost fragments of different types of deep spiritual thoughts and concepts. But the overriding principle, he said, was when you put the maximum amount of pressure on the heart, what sort of, and love and affection, but you put the maximum amount of pressure on the heart, what sort of substance will it yield? And that comes from separation. So we hear told, Kaviraj Goswami, Bahye Vishajalahoy, Bitore Anandamoy, Krishna Premier Adbhuta Charit. The Adbhuta Charit, astonishing characteristic of Krishna Prem, that like being poisoned externally, but internally relishing some peculiar, extraordinary, sweet, nectarine substance. So Saraswati Thakur is making these observations in Srila Guru Maharaj and seeing that his taste for this place, giving some recognition to that. So afterwards, when he's thinking, he came in Kartik, made some observance. He's thinking, what will he do? He's also collecting slokas for the Prapana Jivanamritam. He's studying Sharanagati, surrender, right? And tried to get the seva of this particular place, Kadam Kandi. But then there was a court case with some Babaji's. Guru Maharaj approached his godbrother Ananta Vasudeva Prabhu and said, what do you think will happen? And Vasudeva Prabhu said, you will lose. So because these men, they're doing, you know, 10 lakh nam, 3 lakhs of Krishna nam every day. And he said, and the local people respect that. And Guru Maharaj did lose the place, but I don't know what they've done now, but previously he wrote some slokas about this place, and they were on the wall, written in marble, some of the last line, letters falling away, because Gurudev saw someone tried to finish that line, and Gurudev said, not, there's some anomaly in the very last few words or something, and he would think how to couch it in the language of Srila Guru Maharaj. But so Srila Guru Maharaj has this deep affinity for Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, when he was asked, why do you sing the songs and slokas of Srila Sridhar Maharaj? He said, because I find that they're like Rupa Goswami's. That same quality I find there. And that's why I sing his songs. And to give one example, we know in the Chaitanyastakam of Rupa Goswami, of which he wrote 3. One, he says, Raso Dama Kamar Buddha Madura Dama Ujula Tanur Jatinam Utankshas Tarani Karabidyoti Vasana Hiranyanam Lakshmi Varan Abhiva Angika Rucha Sat Chaitanya Devaskritir Atitaram Na Kripayatu. Saying, Raso Dama Kamar Buddha. He's talking about the beauty of Mahaprabhu. How beautiful, because we say Krishna's reality, the beautiful. He's inconceivably beautiful. Srimati Radharani, she is inconceivably beautiful. Because so, how can you improve on Krishna? Can't improve on Radharani. But what if you combined Radha and Krishna together? This is what is experienced. They're combined beauty. That is the beauty of Mahaprabhu. So Rupa Goswami is saying, and what is that like? Raso Dama Kamar Buddha Madhura Jwala Tanur. That 10 million cupids, Raso Dama means in full blown cupidity. That will give you a hint of the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so radiant that it said his cloth is glowing golden. The sannyas robes he is wearing, they're also golden radiance due to the effulgence of his body. Oh, we're telling about the Kadamba. So the Indian people know. And remember, Kadamba flower, you only see very short time. Like in Bengal, maybe what, 1 week? Few days. We, with Gopal once in Dum Dum Park, we collected them, you see. And they look like balls. They're round, and they have these little golden filaments coming on. Look like hairs or filaments, but with like what is it? Like saffron, or like kinjalka, that substance described there. So, and they're standing erect, right? So the Kadamba has its place in Krishna's pastimes, but when it comes to describing Mahaprabhu, it's saying like, what is that? Nindantam pulakot koreina vikasam nipa prasunat chayvim. Same thing, that when Mahaprabhu is taking Krishna nam, the hairs on his body are in ecstasy. They're standing erect like that. His whole body looks like a Kadamba flower, with all the filaments standing on end and the saffron, extraordinarily beautiful. So Rupa Goswami is saying full-blown cupidity, even his garments are that, and like molten gold. And Guru Maharaj said, and not this low-class gold. But like, if you've ever taken gold and you either break it or cut it, there will be this flash. You'll see the pure gold without any dullness. It's this extraordinary, brilliant, coruscating flash, illumination. So he's saying that, he's like that. That's Rupa Goswami's sloka. Right? 10 million cupids in full-blown cupidity. This is the type of sweetness, seductive attraction of Mahaprabhu. And what does Guru Maharaj say? Babaji Maharaj saying, I find Guru Maharaj's slokas are similar. He's saying, Svarnakoti Darpanaba Deho Varna Gauravam Padma Parijata Banditanga Saurabham Koti Kami Murchi Tangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram Prema Dama Devam Eva Nomi Gaura Sundaram. So here it's very beautiful. So we heard what Rupa Goswami said. What is Guru Maharaj saying? Now, he's using 10 million cupids, but in another way. Koti kami murchi tangri rupa rasa rangaram. 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Dev. So now you understand what is original. Rupa Goswami taking it this way, Guru Maharaj taking it another way, same quality, but original. But he's not imitating a cheap imitation, but similar. Same, but different. Original and taking it in another direction, thereby expanding and increasing the beauty and the taste of what is being expressed. 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Gaurasundar. So that is our Guru Maharaj. He came here. He wanted so much this place. But in one sense, we cannot complain, because that led Guru, he thought, Uddhav Kyari, it's so high, Brahmar Gita, and Guru Maharaj's conclusion, Vrindavan, for the highest section of liberated souls. So we should not try to forcibly enter there. Then he went to Puri and thought, the Gangbir, that room where Mahaprabhu is in the presence of Swarup Damodar and Ramananda, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav privately. Right? Remember, that's the last 12 years of his life. We told up 24 sannyas, then 2 years or so, 6 years, Puri, traveling South India. Then you have the last 18. And Rath Yatra celebration with the devotees every year. But the last 12 years, behind closed doors, 24 hours a day, Radha Bhava Subolito Nomi Krishna Srupam. That type of culture. Extremely intense. So Guru Maharaj thinks, oh, maybe there I'll spend my final days. But then he gets the inspiration. He's thinking, actually, Navadvip has been indicated for the non-liberated section. They will find their Prayojan, their heart's inner necessity there, as we hear in the Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur Sloka, Yata Yata Gora Padara Vinde, Vinde Tabaktim Krita Punya Rasi, Tatat Tatot Sarkvati Hridya Kazmat, Radha Padamboja Sudambu Rasi. And beautifully, Guru Maharaj is saying, the entrance to Krishna Leela is Gaur Leela. The entrance into Vrindavan is in Navadvip. And to what extent? Guru Maharaj said, every atom of Navadvip is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. So, Madhurya Vrindavan, Odarja, Vrindavan in distribution mode. It's not like they're competing. We shouldn't think anyway. It's Vrindavan in distribution mode. It's the Acharya Leela of Radha and Krishna is Gaur Gadadhar. Guru Maharaj said, that's their Acharya Leela. So they want to distribute this to what is only accessible by the highest section of liberated souls. They want to distribute that and bring others in. So then Guru Maharaj thought to go to Navadvip. So go anywhere in Navadvip? Go to the highest place you can think of in Navadvip? First, Guru Maharaj is thinking, as Radharani in charge of Vrindavan, who's in charge of Navadvip? Who's the governor, the visa granting officer, the Dhammeshwar of Navadvip? Nityananda Prabhu. So Guru Maharaj, to approach Navadvip, first, Eka Chakra. So he goes to Eka Chakra, train arrives at the train station, he has all of his earthly possessions with him, and what he hires, like we were talking, the bullock cart, but puts everything on the bullock cart, but not himself. He's walking next to the bullock cart out of respect. Barefoot, Guru Maharaj is walking from the train station to Nitai Bari. When he gets to the house of Nityananda Prabhu, there, Shastanga Dandavat, and he's praying, he's saying, Nityananda Prabhu, you are Patita Pavana. You can give me shelter. Please, I am begging you to give me shelter in Navadvip. And then Guru Maharaj at this time, we should say, he's not initiating anyone. He's hesitating. Anyone who wants initiation from him, including Swami Maharaj's sister, Pishima, Baba Tarini Didi, he's sending to Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, always deferring. People are coming and asking, Guru Maharaj's sending to others, but particularly Goswami Maharaj, because he was a Ritvik for Saraswati Thakur in his lifetime. But so Guru Maharaj is not, in this sense, giving shelter. So he's praying, please give me shelter in Navadvip. And the inspiration comes in his heart from Nityananda Prabhu. But you do not give Patita shelter. So many Patitas, so many fallen are approaching you for shelter, and you're sending them away. So if you will start giving Patita shelter, then you can be, you have my permission to be in Navadvip. But that you must do. That, coupled with some other realizations, Guru Maharaj thought, he said, modestly, I will establish a mat in Navadvip. And then where in Navadvip will he pick? The Aparad Bhanjaner pot, where all the aparadis are forgiven their offenses, then, which is otherwise known as Kolerdanga, and it has different names. It's Kulia. When we, original Navadvip is Kulia, Saraswati Thakur says in his Chaitanya Charitamrita commentary, he mentions the places that qualify to be Kulia, original Navadvip, because in time, people get confused, or for other reasons, they indicate other places. He gives a list of what may be considered original Navadvip, and you'll see there, Kolerdanga. And when we would first go to the mat, now they say Jalmandir, but when we first went there, they would always, you arrive at Navadvip train station, they say, where do you want to go? Kolerdanga Mat. That's how they would call it, Kolerdanga. So in the Aparad Bhanjaner Pot, when we first approached Guru Maharaj, our former friends, brothers and sisters, one propaganda they made, they said, because it was not first, it was me, then so many others came, and it started turning into a movement, and so they said, to the leader, well, what's happening here? And they said, all of the offenders are going there. So don't, like, don't worry about it. Only offenders are going. So we don't have to worry. Our Sangha remains pure, and the offensive people are going there. So. So we told this to Guru Maharaj. We said, they said, only the offenders are taking shelter at Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And Guru Maharaj is listening like that, and he started smiling. He said, yes, all the offenders are coming to the Aparad Bhanjanair Pat, and all of their offenses will be forgiven, and soon Mahaprabhu will give them everything. That was his answer to that. He didn't become angry, or he smiles and said, yes, all offenders taking shelter here, but Aparad Bhanjanair Pat, all the offenses will be forgiven. And Mahaprabhu was giving them everything. So humbly, he began. He said, modestly, I'm not going to aggressively canvas money, men. That's not Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj is nadanam, najanam, nasundarim. He's following that part of Mahaprabhu's teachings. But so many are coming. We celebrate Jajavar Maharaj, appearance day the other day, Ban Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, Srila Puri Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Dayata Madhava Maharaj, all the, like, the leading sannyasis of Sri Gaudiya Math. That's why in Gurudev's pranam, it says, Gurva Bhishta Suparakam Guru Gunai Ashisha Sambhushitam. Not only does he have the full blessings of his Guru Maharaj, but all the God brothers, they're also loving and blessing so much Srila Govinda Maharaj. So he began Chaitanya Saraswat Math there, on the Rath Yatra day of really 1942. He'd been there for around a year in Navadvip. Got some, his brother, he asked, his guru, when you take sannyas in India, you're legally dead. That's the old system. Take sannyas, legally dead. Guru Maharaj is the eldest son. So everything he would inherit went to the next brother. So that brother, Guru Maharaj said, I want to stay in Navadvip. If you can give 10 rupees a month, 1 rupee rent and 9 rupees for survival. And he said, yes, of course, everything belongs to you. You know, Amarendra Babu, Amar Babu, they call him for short, the next brother. So, who Srila Gurudev chastised once by saying, he said, you, and I'll say, I hope I can say this in the nicest way, he will be the judge, Madhusudan Maharaj. He said, you and Guru Maharaj came from the same womb. He said, but only when all the Westerners, they came from the Western world, did you understand how great is Srila Guru Maharaj. And he was like, yes, Govinda Maharaj, what you're saying is true. But they all became disciples of Guru Maharaj. But Srila Govinda Maharaj, 17-year-old boy, he knew this from the very beginning. He said, you came from the same womb as Guru Maharaj, and it didn't realize how great he is. Till the world came on the doorstep of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. Then you're saying, oh, he's so exalted, so great. And they're saying, yes, what you're saying is true. They accepted. But so there, in Rath Yatra day, Guru Maharaj always said, that's the day for new beginnings. It's also when Gurudev took Harinam and Diksha in Jagannath Puri from Guru Maharaj. But it's when Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math began, 1942. And so what? In the thatched roofed hut, and with the big bamboo pole, and the flag at the top. So Guru Maharaj, with whatever little money he had, he bought the tallest, longest bamboo pole he could find, right? And put the flag up there. And some of the God brothers were laughing, like, he's in a little hut, and he puts this giant, you know, you would think, little hut, little bamboo pole, little flag. It's that little hut, giant bamboo pole with the flag at the top. And they're saying, like, what is he doing? You know, like, what does he think? And Srila Guru Maharaj composed the Chaitanya Saraswat Math Pranam to let them know what will be the glories of this math. Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim Bibrat Sambati Gangatata Nikata Navadvipa Koladri Raje Yatra Sri Gaura Saraswata Nirata Gauragata Grinanti Rupanuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. It's the conceptual architecture of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. It tells you its spiritual GPS, where it's located, what are the activities of the members, what are their aspirations. And he said, Navadvipa Koladri Rajye. And I realized some fault on our part, because although you took everyone to Govardhan the other day, there's a few who hadn't been to Govardhan yet. Okay. And so there's some fault on our part. But I thought, and I said, Madhusudama, I know he told them something about the glories of Giri Govardhan.
Today.
The Chinese girls who came recently.
Today I
didn't. You did. I know you did.
Okay.
In my heart, you did. And I can even tell you what you said.
Okay, good. Right.
A little bit of that. So, because Giriraj Govardhan, we were saying, when you see the signs, we'll say this way. Here, Munendra is seeing, like, we're seeing signs in the moment. One says, like, Radha Kund, Barshana, he said, we should take a picture of that. Because, like, where in the world will you see a sign that says, you know, Govardhan, this many kilometers, Radha Kund, Barshana, Nandagram? It's like, wow. Even the sign is like a Chinmoy sign, and like half dancing sign. Like the sign was actually dancing and pointing like this to go this way or that way. He saw it that way. So, but one of the places we saw is Koshi, right? And we don't know so much about that, some of our Bengali devotees do, but what we do know is Saraswati Thakur went there, and that's where Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada and Srila Guru Maharaj met. It's one of the first times they met and got to, like, know each other, the way devotees meet. And so what was announced, they make a camp. Imagine the things that happen. We can't believe it, but, like, sometimes Saraswati Thakur didn't have any bedding. It could happen, right? Saraswati Thakur. And you know whose bedding he asked for? Srila Sridhar Maharaj, not someone else. And Guru Maharaj said, on the one hand, I was really, like, pleased, but then I thought, oh my God, it's like, you know, please let there not be anything untoward there. But Saraswati Thakur asked for Sridhar Maharaj's bedding. That's inconceivable. But so as they're traveling and they have to make many arrangements, sometimes not everyone can go everywhere, and that's on theme, right? Some the girls missed. And so they announce there's a deity, Sheshai Vishnu, and it has some connection with the gopis. It's not Vishnu as you would think. It's connected to gopis' pastimes. They have many pastimes. So the sannyasis are going to take a group there, but they say, and Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur, he will take the class this evening. He'll be speaking. So you have a choice. Go there. And Prabhupada, at the opening of the Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir, with a famous scene, Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj sitting together on the Vyasa Sun, Srila Gurudev at their side, singing, Kam Pratikatai Tamise, etc. They're talking, and so Swami Maharaj says, I think, what will we see? And Guru Maharaj laughs and says, yes, I exercise. As he's been saying for a minute, that was a quote from Saraswati Thakur. Your eyes go up, down, to the left, to the right. What are you really seeing? He said, so we stayed to listen. And Saraswati Thakur remarked about Srila Swami Maharaj, oh, he's serious to hear. He doesn't go. He wants to stay and hear from me, even though he cannot understand everything. And this is the point that we're discussing many things. Sometimes even high things come. It's not expected that everyone can understand them. But the vibration of these things, the spiritual radiation of these places, we don't know where we are half of the time, but we're benefiting from that. It's more than a gyata sukriti. It's really a substantial touch with the nirguna plane. So, and Swami Maharaj said, so when Saraswati Thakur is speaking, sometimes I understand, sometimes not, but I keep listening. Avritir sarva shastranam bodhadapi goriyasi. Guru Maharaj said he heard that as a child. More important than understanding is repeated hearing again and again. And then with a serving attitude, it's revealed in the heart. Sevan mukhe hijabaru shayameva spurjada. So, but Guru Maharaj, being the acute hearer he is, not only does he remember, like, oh yes, that's what happened, he remembers the lecture that was given and the subject matter of the lecture. And he said, that night, Prabhupada gave like a mysterious explanation for the meaning of Govardhan. And he was saying, Govardhana. He's saying, this is the example he gave. He said, the cowherd men, when they want to make more cows, they're not concerned whether it's like Brahmin cow, Kshatriya cow, Vaishya cow, Shudra cow, or like we think, you know, Swiss cows, like, you know, those really high-class Swiss cows. And then there are different cows around the world who are like graded. And Brazil, there's a cow channel. Sometimes I'd watch with Trevor Cronmar, they just 24 hours a day, cows. Not for a good reason, but still we were like looking, wow, they were beautiful, you know, and then it's like a cow parade. So there, but when they want to make cows, you have a bull, a potent source, and you bring the cows and you make more cows, regardless of their pedigree. That's the word we're looking for. So Saraswati Thakur is saying, Krishna, it is our grace or you know, good fortune that Krishna comes from the cowherd section. Remember, Krishna is not a Brahmin. He's not at the top, not a Shudra, not a Kshatriya. He's in the Vaishya community, in the center. Krishi go rakshavanijam, Vaishya karma swabhavajam. Gorak, they protect cows, they take care of cows. He said, so that same consideration there, when Krishna wants to distribute himself, no diksham, na cha satkriyam, na pushcharjam, mana gikshite, mantra ryam rasaneva, rasano sprigeva palati, Sri Krishna namatmaka. Regardless of the pH content of the soil, if Krishna wants to spring out of that soil, which means the heart soil, that's his choice, and that's our good fortune. So as Saraswati Thakur is saying, so understand, because he's from the Vaishya community, and this is their system for increasing the number of cows, when he wants to spread Krishna conception, he's not thinking Brahmin Vaishya, you know, Naham Vipro, Nacha Narapati, Napi Vaishya Nashudro, Mahaprabhu's teachings. What is it ultimately? Gopi Partur Bartur Padakamalayo Dasa Dasa Nudasa. So he's saying they're liberal. That's what he's trying to say. Liberal and generous to increase the numbers. It's some kind of special mercy. And remember, for all the Gaudiyas and the Rupa Nuga line, Govardhan is the ultimate aspiration. Srila Saraswati Thakur, in his final days, like you see all these pandas, and dare I say the name, invoke the name. Anyway, there was one panda whose name was Balaram, right? And his son, we've had the good fortune of meeting and interacting with from time to time. But this Balaram panda, he was Saraswati Thakur's panda. So he's arranging land, play, you know, as you do, you must work through them. We don't object to that. We know there's a system. We respect that. But he told, that Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindamar said, he told us that his bhajan would be in Govardhan also. That his bhajan kutir would be there, and on the basis of the Naratam and Bhaktivinoda songs, the malati and the madhavi creep, what type of flowers, the champak, and different, how the kutir would be arranged, then he would be there doing his bhajan. Srila Swami Maharaj, in his final days in the last week, said, arrange a bullock cart and take me to Govardhan. And the devotees just cried, because they thought, you won't be able to survive that. But he's showing his heart. He said, I want to go to Govardhan. So everyone in our line, that's their aspiration. So Srila Saraswati Thakur told Balaram Pandit, find a place for me, I'll be coming, like soon. And this is in his final days. So he's looking for a place and everything. And then one evening on, you know, December 31st, 1936, turning into January 1937, he has this vision, and Srila Saraswati Thakur says, Balaram, I've come. Right? And this is very mysterious to him, and he contacts the devotees saying, any news on the condition of Prabhupada? And they said, oh, haven't you heard? He left the world. So after that, when Guru Maharaj says beautifully in his prayer, that, because we think of feeling separation from Krishna or from Vaishnava, like what is the Vaishnava Dukkha Sloka, the intolerable suffering, separation from the Vaishnava. Here, Guru Maharaj wrote in his prayer, one, when we're told, like at the Kusum Sarovar and other places, when Radha and Krishna wake long before sunrise, they arise, then have to return their separate residences, saying at that time they need this assistance from the assisting group. And Guru Maharaj is saying, Srimati Radharani is saying, where is Nayanamani? Where is Nayanamani Manjari? That is Srila Saraswati Thakur's internal name. And Radharani is saying, I can't tolerate another moment separation from her. Bring her to me immediately. That's what Guru Maharaj says in his prayer. That's the moment when Saraswati Thakur left the world and went into the, you know, Prakat, Aprakat, the unmanifest world, the Nitya Lila. But right at that same time too, appearing in Govardhan to the Pandavas saying, Balaram, I've come. And so it was a very mystical thing, and it just confirmed that. And so many years later, other things happened. Oh, but back in the Mat Pranam, so look at it. Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. What is that flag announcing? Hi, and Guru Maharaj would go, he'd say, like, smile and go, it is waving high in the sky. He would say, high in the sky, and it is announcing Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim, loud, profound kirtan. Who about Jai Sri, Srimati Radharani, announcing her glories. That is why Krishna came as Mahaprabhu. Jadi Gora Nohoita Tabiki Hoita Kemoni Dari Tam Dehe Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janatoke. Krishna is saying, he wants to reveal to the world how great Radharani is. And we're saying, no, this is Krishna movement. We want to tell everyone how wonderful, sweet, beautiful is Krishna. And that's true. But Krishna is saying, I understand that. I'm reality the beautiful, ecstasy personified. I get it. I know that. But what I want you all to know is the glories of Radharani, what type of prema she has for me. This is astonishing to me. Radhar Mahima, the greatness of Radharani, and Prema Rasa, Prema Rasa, the Mahabhav. He wants everyone to know that and come in connection with that. So Guru Maharaj is saying, the flag above Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, flying high, is announcing this to the world. This is our purpose. Would give to Bibrat Sambati Ganga Tata Nikata Navadipa Kaladi Raja. Where is it located? On the banks of the Ganga in Navadip. Koladri, Kola Adri Raja. Adri means Govardhan. So where? It's in Gupta Govardhan. Right? We're in Govardhan. So if you're not in that Govardhan, the other option is Gupta Govardhan in Navadip Dham. And Koladri, like Kolair Ganj, Kolair Danga, Koladri Raje, and it's also the place, interestingly, of, you know, Lakshmi Varaha, of the Varaha avatar. So it's not, where something happens accidentally. It's
coincidence.
Not a coincidence that Varaha Dev in Shalagram form came to Chaitanya Saraswat Mat and Kolair Ganj. Everything perfect, right? Koladri Raja. Yatrasi Gora Saraswata Nirata. Gora Gata Grananti. What is the primary activity of the members of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat? Gora Kata. They're always singing the glories of Mahaprabhu. That means Mahaprabhu means Radharani and Mahaprabhu, always. They must be conceived together. Srila Guru Maharaj himself would say, when I think of Srimati Radharani, I lose my existence. That's what he would say. And he said, and when I think of these things, everything else is trash. Everything else. That's the type of feeling he had. And coming in connection with him, it became clear to us. A shift took place. We thought, we're the Hare Krishna people, we're the Krishna devotees, everything. And we meet Guru Maharaj, everything shifts to Mahaprabhu and Radharani. And then we see Krishna even more beautiful through that way. So Goragata Grananti Nityam Rupanuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. In the Rupanuga line, this is the place of Srila Rupa Goswami. Right? And under his guidance, who is Guru Maharaj? The Rupanuga Dara. He's carrying the current of Rupa Goswami. Saraswati Thakur gave him admission into that group when he called him 24 hours before his departure from this world to his bedside and had him sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And the God Brother said, we saw the transmission of the Rupanuga line to him, and he was given entrance into the group of Rupa Manjari. So he said, Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa, with this aspiration, just as expressed in Das Goswami's Namashrestham Sloka, Radhika Madhavasham, for the service, the holy Radha Dasyam, the service of the holy lotus feet under the guidance of Sri Rupa Goswami. So it's all connecting from Kadam Kandi, you know, to Urav Kyari, Govardhan, you know, the Gangbira, Navadeetam, the Aparad Banjanarbhat, Gupta Govardhan, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Hare Krishna. And we can go give our dandavats there. And you can offer that.
Yes, we offered there.
You did, or you will.
I will offer this tree.
Offer to the tree, I like that. Kadam, we're in Kadam Kandi, then offer to the Kadam. And we'll go pay dandavats. And are Guru Maharaj's slokas still there or not? Gopal, are Guru Maharaj's slokas still there?
Maybe I fast time.
We'll look, okay, we'll look.
A short parikram also. Quest around the corner.
But first, give them the one. Hare Krishna.